You're listening to CKUT, broadcast at 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. What would it take to know the scope of the homelessness crisis facing Quebec? Earlier this month, the province announced that a headcount they commissioned last fall found 10,000 people who were visibly homeless. That's almost double the last count in 2018. But a headcount every 2 years isn't the only, or even a very reliable indicator of what's happening on the ground. Or so says the CHAPSIM, a coalition of Montreal-based groups fighting homelessness. On Wednesday, they launched their own report, with over 30 contributors sharing how folks experience homelessness across the island and across demographic lines.
As the director of the only outreach street work organization in the West Island, which represents a third of the territory of Montreal, and the director of the only shelter between Atwater and Vaudreuil, I consider it my duty to give a voice to all these people that exercise like the counting tends to make invisible.
This is Tania Charon of Ricochet and Action Jeunesse de l'Ouest de l'Île. She says it's frustrating for the government to rely on the headcount when her experience tells a different story.
Indeed, you will see when reading our article that in 2018, ICON Montreal counted 3 homeless persons in the West Island. The figures by municipality for the 2022 exercise will come out around winter or spring, but a little bird whispers in my ear that the numbers will be far from representing the reality that we witness every day with our organizations.
Catherine Marcoux of the CHAPSIM says the government is right. Homelessness is rising. But not everybody without housing ends up on the street. Speaking to groups on the ground could give the province a fuller picture.
It's going higher every year. And although these numbers are not complete, I think they reflect the augmentation of homelessness in Montreal. And what we're seeing in this magazine is a bit of the same thing. Like, all the organizations in Montreal see it. The community organizations in Montreal, they're the experts. And the people experiencing homelessness, they are the experts of their own reality. So listen to the community organizations. Why always go find new numbers all the time? When the people that are working with homeless people, they know already what's happening. We don't need numbers. We need the governments to listen to the community organizations and to take action based on what we see on the ground.
Though people's lived experiences are different, groups say many of the solutions are the same. Better social housing, social assistance, and healthcare are a good place to start.
What we're saying and what hundreds of other groups are saying in Quebec is to invest in prevention. So invest in affordable housing, in social housing, so that people can have a place to live that doesn't cost them 100% of their salary. The people that receive social aid that can't work, they receive about $750 per month. So you and I both know that in Montreal, finding an apartment at $700, it's impossible, and that would be 100% of their revenue that goes in an apartment. So give them more money. Why not try to reduce poverty by giving people some money? Also investing in healthcare that's accessible to everyone without stigma, investing in education, investing in all the social causes that influence homelessness, that influence poverty and social health issues.
Part of the frustration here is that these groups say they've been sounding the alarm for years with little change. Here's Martin Paget, director of Dopamine, a harm reduction and outreach organization for drug users in Hochelaga Maisonneuve.
It's over more than 10 years that the Frappru said we have a housing crisis. More than 10 years. More, almost 10 years for the overdose crisis. 2014, we said we have a crisis. And the authority says, no, we don't have the number to say it's a crisis. And so we that's what we try to illustrate. It's been years, if not decades, that we call this crisis. So now we're stuck with many crises.
The policies that are in place can be harmful too. Sometimes it's red tape that prevents social housing from being built.
We really have to question ourselves, how can we make the system more easy to navigate? At Ricochet, we've been trying to develop social housing since 2016, and it seems merely impossible. Obstacle challenges, financial challenges, administrative challenges. We don't know who's accountable for what at the government level, at the provincial level, at the federal level. It's a headache trying to create solutions with the system, how it's working right now. We need to look at the processus referendaire. We need to look at that. There's an issue when a community group wants to create social housing and citizens can just oppose and it's dead. There's a problem.
Other times, there's an issue of over-policing people on our streets. The Khapsim says that's the case in Milton Park, where the large homeless population is now met with mixed squads of cops and intervention workers.
These mixed squads, they work in repression, so they always try to move people from different places. They're not really working in prevention. They're not bringing a real solution to homelessness. They're just moving people around so that the citizens that are housed in this neighborhood are not bothered. So what we're saying is maybe instead of mixed squads, it could be only social workers or only community workers and not the police.
Lionel Carman, Quebec's Minister for Social Services, recently announced a $20 million investment in shelters in the province. Advocates say that's a good start, but they still need more resources for groups on the front lines. Mireille Roy is the director of Maison Marguerite, a homeless prevention organization for women. She says the government needs to change their economic vision.
La vision économique. Il faut l'enlever si on veut régler, puis aider, puis réduire.
They want to resolve, then help, then reduce homelessness. But we need to think about it in terms of health and invest in prevention and not try to save money to keep the economy rolling, because that's not how we're going to solve this.
Parce que c'est pas comme ça qu'on va arriver à une solution.
Beyond the number of homeless people and their profile, what should matter to us, our only concern, should be their human experience, their security, and their dignity. Et ça, je vais le redire en français pour être sûr que tout le monde l'a compris. Au-delà des chiffres et des mots, au-delà du nombre de personnes en situation d'itinérance, au-delà de leur profil, ce qui devrait être la seule préoccupation qu'on devrait avoir, c'est leur expérience en tant qu'humain, leur dignité puis leur sécurité.
You can read L'itinérance à Montréal, au-delà des chiffres, online at rapsim.org. That's RIPSIM.org. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.